We're launching into the second hour of the live Saturday edition of the show. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you might like at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free. So enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com. In fact, the main feature allows you, the listener, to influence the things we will talk about on the air. In fact, the lemonade stand story, that's how I found out about it. I saw it on the front page of our website because one of our lovely listeners took the time when they were surfing around, looking at stuff on the internet, took the time to copy the link of the story, put it in over on our submission page at freetalklive.com, and then it pops up on our website where other listeners can vote on whether they like or dislike that particular entry. And then, of course, you get to vote, too, on things that you like and dislike. And the most liked will make it to the front page of the site, meaning we're more likely to see it when we're going about our show prepping activities. So thank you in advance for helping us out. If you are a contributor and if you aren't yet, go take a look and get involved at freetalklive.com. As we continue taking your phone calls about what you want, if you're just tuning in, last hour there was a lot of discussion about how the government keeps poor people down by preventing them from starting their own business. Keeps a lot of people down, not just poor people, but anybody that doesn't have oodles and oodles of cash, because the more government regulations and permits and fees, and which really is just bribes, the more of those things there are, the more difficult.
Institutionalized graft and bribes.
And the more hoops that one has to jump through, the more dissuasive, the less likely you are to want to actually go through with following your dreams and starting your own business and being an entrepreneur, because it sure is a lot easier to just have a job. Why would you want to jump through all those hoops? So we're talking about lemonade stands being cracked down on by the cops, or health permits, even garage sale permits. You can bring up anything. Let's continue with your calls. Chris, listening in Kentucky. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi.
Chris, hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to kind of chime in about the whole lemonade stand crackdown issue.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems kind of ridiculous to me that, we are a capitalist society, and yet we are cracking down on our children who are trying to learn the basics of entrepreneurship. I think that this is really something that...
When you say we are a capitalist society, what do you mean?
Throughout history, America has basically been built on small business and people wanting to better themselves through self-appropriation of funds through business.
If
they can't find a job anyplace else, they're going to make their own. And, this is something that we are passing on to our children. And then when our children go out and try and do it, even with something as basic as a lemonade stand, they're cracked on by a city government that really doesn't even necessarily care about the permit fees or anything like that, but simply because it's in the regulations and they can do it, then they'll do it.
I guess the biggest critique I have is your use of the term capitalism. Some people believe that the term capitalism means the free marketplace. And, if that's what they mean, I support it. However, it's a really loaded term. the other people believe that capitalism means what we have today, where big businesses and government are in bed together.
Corporatism.
And the little guy gets shut out of the picture as much as possible, used and abused, and his rights stomped upon. So it's this, I don't know if it's even worth trying to salvage the term. If you'll remember back in the 80s, a guy named Anton LaVey took over the term Satanism. He decided that he was going to open the Church of Satan, but it was actually it was really just humanism was what he was talking about. But he decided he wanted to salvage the term Satanism. No, not that kind of Satanist that worships Satan. I mean Satanists that like to have a good time and party or whatever.
I really think that a lot of terms are really tossed around a lot more than what they really need to be today, but. I would really like to believe that America is still a free trade system, which
I don't think it ever has been.
I would like to believe that we are, but I mean, even just going so far as to try and teach our children that if this is what you want to do, if this is what you want to try and make some money with, then this is something that you have it or right as an American citizen to do.
I know what you would like to believe, but in order to believe that America is somehow free, you'd have to be highly delusional. I mean, because there's nothing in any way that is not, it seems like the government has managed to get their fingers into pretty much every business, every industry. They license, it seems like, almost anything. And even if they don't license it, they're still taxing you to death. So, yeah, I wish we had freedom, and I certainly wish we had free trade, but there's nothing like it here, my friend. And I thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. And by the way, it should be pointed out that
America's more free than most places.
Okay, that's a true statement. It's not the most free, though.
No, it's not.
No, there are other places like Hong Kong where economic freedom is much greater than the United States.
There are places that have higher amounts of civil freedoms. Usually you're trading your economic freedoms to get them,
though. This is true. So we continue with your thoughts at 800-259-9231. But yeah, free trade sure would be great. Oh, and I also wanted to point out that capitalism does not necessarily mean the free market. As you pointed out, Mark, the word itself has a lot of baggage. But in the free marketplace, people can try all kinds of different economic forms of organization. You know, they don't necessarily have to be capitalist. You could have your own little commune if you wanted to in a free market, so long as you weren't forcing people to join, right? So the free market encompasses whatever people choose to do. Now we continue with your thoughts, and we go to Michael, listening in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Michael.
Hello.
What's on your mind?
Yeah, I understand it's a huge issue, but how do we stop it?
Stop what?
Stop this whole suppression, you know, killing down entrepreneurs and all that stuff.
Ah, it's an excellent question. Do you have any ideas? Because I've got one.
I get everybody to just do civil disobedience. But how do you do that?
That's a good suggestion. Non-cooperation is also a good way to go about it. I mean, non-cooperation and civil disobedience, I think, in many ways go hand in hand. So
oftentimes, by doing civil disobedience and non-cooperation, you'll get news stories, and that could be helpful.
But
essentially, what this little girl did was a form of ignorant non-cooperation and civil disobedience.
Yeah,
she set up her own lemonade stand without getting a permit.
Yeah, well, okay. I think civil disobedience requires you not to be ignorant. I think it requires
so
you
she
to
got a news story. And that's what I'm talking about.
But I don't think it fits the parameters of civil disobedience. You have to go out with the intention to commit civil disobedience. And they didn't non-cooperate because they obeyed. When they were told to shut down, they did shut down, so there wasn't non-cooperation there either. So I think non-cooperation and civil disobedience are key elements. But if you just go out and start your own garage sale in San Antonio or wherever else they have a garage sale permit, and then you refuse to obey, you're still all by yourself, and you're not gonna start a movement or anything like that.
Right.
So that's why I think that the factor that needs to be added to the equation is concentration. So we get people who love the ideas of freedom, we get people who understand what freedom means together into the same place, and then mix in civil disobedience with non-cooperation with political action as well, and media and outreach.
I think that's faster than trying to educate everybody around you so that they can get involved where you are.
Right.
A lot faster.
Oh, yeah, right. Because
like generations faster.
Yeah, if you concentrate those people together, then they can educate other people in the area, and they can educate them at a greater rate because there are more of them. And so that's what we're doing, actually, here in New Hampshire. Have you heard of the Free State Project?
No.
Well, you might want to visit if you like freedom, that is. You might want to, and you understand the idea of freedom is that you have to grant it to others in order to have it for yourself. If you go to freestateproject.org, you will learn more about it. Mark and myself made the move from Florida down about 4 years ago now, almost, up here to New Hampshire, and we've joined a movement of what is so far hundreds of people that have made the move. Thousands, over 10,000, have currently pledged to make the move to New Hampshire, and we're looking to get to 20,000. So head on over to freestateproject.org to learn more, and I thank you for the call tonight at 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Jim, listening in Tampa to WFLA. Hello, Jim. Jim?
Yes, hello. I'm here.
You are on the air. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm a small business owner for 30 years, and I think what people have to really realize is not just what is being done to small business. I mean, it's being done to everybody in everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the things that I can tell you about is, you know, thousands of unbelievable little collections. You know, I mean, and all these inspectors are just tax collectors.
Oh, indeed.
I mean, when you have somebody that comes around to your business to inspect your fire extinguisher, and you get charged $40 to inspect your fire extinguisher, and even if your fire extinguisher is in the green, if it's a year old, you have to go buy a new one and be re-inspected again.
Ludicrous.
So you imagine how many people one inspector can collect in an hour's time.
Yeah, it never ends either. And there's always new regulations. Thanks for the call. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenFacts, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL, C-A-I, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And the features on the site, by the way, include our archive. So if you've missed a moment of the show, don't you worry about that. We've got them all for you right there on the front page of the website. In fact, the front page has the last week's worth of shows, but then when you click into the archive section, you go all the way back to 2006. all completely free. At freetalklive.com, the archives are brought to you by hostgator.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, HostGator is one of the world, HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, you can let the experts over at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you. If you just go there to hostgator.freetalklive.com, and as a matter of fact, you'll get your first month completely free by heading through that URL. That's hostgator.freetalklive.com.
So you can take control of the airwaves here. We've been talking about the general theme has been this absurd nonsense known as licensing and regulation, permits, fees, all approvals, bureaucrats, inspectors, just this nonsense that basically is a justification for parasites to exist. Because that's what these government people are. They're just parasites that suck off the productive capacity of individuals who are entrepreneurial and who are out there trying to make a better life for themselves.
When you say parasite, it almost sounds like name-calling. And I don't think
like
name-calling...
blood-sucking leech.
They're acting in a parasitic manner.
Tick-like.
The government is a parasitic organization.
Yeah.
But the people that work for it aren't parasites. And so it almost sounds like name-calling. And I don't think name-calling...
They aren't parasites? They're benefiting from a parasitic relationship. Wouldn't that make them parasitic? They're acting in a parasitical fashion. Okay, you're just mincing words, I think. But
indeed.
Nonetheless. So my point that I wanted to make here is that you've got all these absurd regulations. We just talked to a gentleman a moment ago about how that civil disobedience and non-cooperation are really important here, but getting together with others makes a difference. That's why we are part of the Free State Project. And, of course, the Free State Project has more to do with than just disobedience and non-cooperation. There's also a political movement as well here. And so it's that concentration factor that makes a difference. But you have to ask yourself, what happens if you don't do civil disobedience and non-cooperation? Well, you get what you got, right? You get what you're getting, and that is more of this nonsense. More regulators, more licenses, more fees, more obligations, more force, more threats, more... You fill in the blank. More of this government. And voting hasn't stopped it, has it? I mean, when has voting for a Republican or a Democrat or a Libertarian or whoever, when has the voting system ever turned the government around and made it smaller? In the aggregate, government has gotten larger year after year after year. More government departments are created, more regulations, more rules.
I think you can vote your way to a smaller government if you have enough people in a concentrated geographic area. But once again, you're back to the Free State Project. The idea is to get a bunch of liberty-loving individuals to move to one place. That way they can be more effective.
Sure, but voting isn't good enough on its own because people have to come to the understanding that they don't want this stuff in the first place, and they have to be willing to do more than just check a box on a piece of paper. Because we've certainly seen plenty of evidence that the voting systems in many ways are corrupt, rigged, possibly easily rigged, things like that. So you don't even know if your vote counts. You don't even know. So if you've got non-cooperation, you've got civil disobedience that you're tying in there, if you've got enough people doing those things, then they can't do anything about it. Then they are completely helpless. Let's continue with your calls and talk to Lee, I think, is with us in Largo, listening to WFTL, or FLA, rather. Lee, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how are you doing tonight, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind, Lee?
You guys talk about, you know, civil disobedience and all that. I'm not a huge fan of our present government. I'm more of a... along the lines of our founding fathers, you could take our Bill of Rights and wipe our butts with it because it's a worthless piece of paper. Bureaucrats, they take us and you sit there and say this is civil disobedience, but if you don't get enough people, I mean, you would have to literally have millions of people to civil disobedience and put a shutdown to the economy by people not going to work and refusing to work.
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about
it. That's it.
Why would I want to shut down the economy? I don't want to shut down the economy. I want to boost the economy.
That's what's going to get the people to, that's what's going to get the bureaucrats' attention, is the people not participating in daily activities.
Have you ever done civil disobedience?
No, but I
okay.
would like to.
I'm not talking about some sort of shutdown of the economy. That's not good.
That's
it's
a huge trucker strike or something.
It's the government that's crushing the economy. I'm talking about people doing disobedience and non-cooperation for the purpose of doing economic activity, for the purpose of getting out there and creating a new business or hiring somebody or whatever it is they're looking to do as far as their dreams are concerned. I'm not talking about some sort of shutdown or work stoppage or anything like that.
What's,
I'm talking about
what's going to get the government's attention?
No,
Mark,
let me tell you, any amount of civil disobedience and non-cooperation will get their attention, and any
exactly.
concentrated amount.
And what do? They come out with their riot gear and their riot police, and they will beat the crap out of anybody and anybody.
Maybe in Largo,
but civil disobedience is going
Largo,
on here.
Look around the entire country. You've seen multitude
sure.
of videos
sure.
of them of police beating our citizens.
They're
there to serve and protect us. Not to
us. We're reading the sides of their car, man.
Hey, dude,
I agree with
Lee,
you. I
Lee.
Agree with you guys.
Look,
it's
man.
It's definitely a funny subject. They're not here to serve and protect us. They're
Clearly.
Here to serve and protect the interests of the bureaucracy of
Absolutely.
Government.
You've nailed that one, but there are a few points at which on which you are incorrect. And as somebody who is
a
novice,
sir.
Mm-hmm. Enlighten you,
please,
sure.
Please enlighten me.
Yes, as somebody who is a bit of a novice in the world of civil disobedience, I've done a little bit, a bit of dabbling. I was arrested this week.
You got three charges for it, right, hanging over your head right now.
Seven charges, three arrests. Just this year I've been arrested three times for civil disobedience and non-cooperation.
Did you get beaten?
Including last week. And no, I was not beaten.
You're treated quite well.
I was being kidnapped, but my kidnappers were at least nice about it. They didn't push me around. They didn't beat me up or anything like that. And I think that's because up here in New Hampshire, I think many of the cops, at least in the Keene area, are a cut above what my understanding of the police, because I used to live down in Florida. I spent my 26 years of my life in Sarasota. The cops down there were scary to me. And up here, it's not the same way. We have conversations with them. They are persuadable, I would say, some of them more so or less so than others. But nonetheless,
law enforcement against prohibition,
yes.
I believe we need to get as many officers on our side as possible.
It's a fine idea.
Sure.
It's a fine idea.
Idea.
I like Leave for what they are. I don't necessarily support 100% of their message, but it's worth looking into and certainly worth telling the police about and people who worship the police. LEAP.cc is their website address. But what I encourage you to do is look into the Free State Project, and you'll find all kinds of examples of civil disobedience that have happened up here. And, there's always the chance you're going to run into a rogue cop who's going to take it out on you. But that's one of the reasons why our activists are armed with video cameras. We've got audio recording devices. We broadcast live to the Internet using things like quick.com, QIK.com. And so we have certain measures that are in place. Plus, we've got people here who care about the people who are doing civil disobedience, who are on the outside sending messages to them in jail, things like that. There's a real movement here, and it makes a difference. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the
the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have micro plant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Saturday edition. We are here. It's Ian.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. The features include our wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners just like you. You can go and edit virtually anything there. wiki.freetalklive.com, wiki.freetalklive.com. And Mark, do tell me about gold and silver.
Well, on talk radio these days, you hear about gold and silver constantly. People are hawking it all over the place, and I think it's a good thing for people to have, either as an investment or as a hedge against inflation, barter currency. Several good reasons to have some precious metals. But when I looked into it previously, before my career in talk radio, I found it really kind of difficult to find out what to get. I couldn't compare apples to apples. So I did manage to get some gold and silver, and I got some experience in the area, and I picked out some coins with the help of some experts, but I picked out some coins that that are essentially just gold and silver. They don't have numismatic value, not collector's value or anything like that. And you can go to gold.freetalklive.com. We've got some of the best prices on precious metals in the on the internet. Before you buy any place else, check gold.freetalklive.com. Not only are you supporting Free Talk Live, but you're going to be getting some good rates at gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, we continue here taking your phone calls, and we've been talking about inspections and government permits and regulations and how it is that the marketplace can do all of these things better and can do them all on a voluntary basis, and how the government system and of its bribery and its fees and et cetera keeps people out of business. It prevents people from starting their own, say, home-based business and starting with a very little amount of money. It prevents those folks, so it kicks out the bottom rungs of the ladder of affluence, making it difficult for people in difficult economic circumstances to actually get a leg up.
I think that's a good analogy, kicking out the bottom rungs of the ladder, because
it's not mine. It's Dr. Mary Ruart's Healing Our World.
You can do it. You can rise up the ladder of affluence, but you have to be able to step higher up on the ladder, and some people are shorter as far as affluence go than others. Some people have less money.
Yeah. So I actually asked the question, do we have anybody out there who's working for the government inspections and permitting folks that want to defend their jobs? And we may have found one. Ted, listening in Bowling Green to WKCT. Ted, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you.
Are you a real government bureaucrat, Ted?
No, I wouldn't call myself a government bureaucrat. I'm just a guy trying to make a living.
Tell me what you do.
I was originally an electrical inspector for the city government. And I lost my job, got laid off back in February.
Oh, okay.
And I got called back about a month ago in a dual position. And it was electrical inspector plus code enforcement.
Okay.
And as far as the lemonade stand goes, I agree with you on that. You know, that's a bunch of bull on that part of it. But, you know, don't kill the messenger on a lot of the other stuff. A lot of the stuff code enforcement does is enforced because of the higher-ups that write the codes and the ordinances.
Sure, absolutely.
And they are just doing what they're told to do.
They're just doing their job, like the Nazis.
Well, that's
right. And then whenever it goes bad and somebody's going to get a black eye, you know, they can be cut loose pretty easy.
Yeah, and it's indeed. It's always the case that the foot soldiers are they're the tip of the spear as far as the way that they're used for enforcement, and they're always also the ones that are most likely to be cut loose. The higher up bureaucrats never take the fall for these things, unless it's the very top guy, and sometimes the head will get cut off, and they'll just replace it with a new head. But I guess when you're talking about electrical inspections, and this is an area that I think a lot of people expect the government to protect them. That I'm buying a house. The electrical's probably good because, well, the government inspects these things. But,
right.
You know, I rigged my own house up. I did an addition, and I put the electrical in there. And the government, because I was doing it as an individual, they decided not to. They didn't have any rules for inspections. If I had hired a contractor, the inspector would have come in and done all that.
So you could have really botched it up.
Right. I haven't heard about the place burning down, and because I think I did the best job I could. I bought the best materials and all that other stuff. But, you know, It's these laws are inconsistent.
Well, that's evidence, Mark, that that's about protectionism. That's evidence that it's about protecting the existing businesses from new startups from coming into the marketplace. And that's really what these codes are about. Look, Ted, I am fully in favor of building a house safely. And I think that most people, when they have their houses built, would like that to be the case. And I think most insurance companies, when they're insuring a home, would like to know they're insuring a home that was built well. And so I think that these things that government does that purports that only the government can do this is nonsense, and I'm not saying you're saying that. You're just working for them, and I understand you got to make a living, etc. But to suggest that only the government can do these things is ludicrous, and the marketplace can do them better, and it can do them on a voluntary basis. In the absence of government code enforcement, which is a one-size-fits-all monopoly, you can have various different, essentially third-party inspections, third-party certification that many insurance companies would require that a house pass in order for it to be insured in the first place. And who doesn't want to have home insurance? I mean, that's a sensible thing to have. So I think the marketplace could handle these problems. Your thoughts?
Well, I agree with you on that totally. Now, we do have in place, we inspect homeowners if they do their own work, just like we do a contractor, which I think is fair to make sure that you have a good, safe job and you're not going to burn
yourself.
If you don't burn yourself up, that's one thing. But children are something else.
Ted, it's only fair if it's done on a voluntary basis. Otherwise, it's force, and that force isn't very fair. But I thank you for the call and appreciate your time tonight and your thoughts at 800-259-9231.
I think that that's more even-handed as far as the way that they do it in his particular town. However, every town is different.
To abuse everybody, you mean?
To make everybody go through the inspection process, I get where they're coming from on the electrical thing. I think that everybody should – I think that a free market would work better. I could totally agree with you on that.
Of course
I'm just saying that – different towns are different, and then people get these weird expectations because government is inconsistent and it
arbitrary.
Bears, yeah, it's arbitrary and it bears no responsibility for its actions.
A lot of code.
What if one of these the inspectors go through and inspect a house, and then a year later the house burns down because of electrical fire? Does somebody get to sue the city?
No.
Heck no! And if you do sue the city, you're paying them to defend themselves.
Let's continue with your calls. Gordon is listening to KMED in Medford, Oregon. Gordon, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, Gordon, what's on your mind tonight?
I'll tell you, you guys, I just started listening to you about a year ago. I'm getting over laryngitis, so I hope you can hear me okay. But it takes a while for a person to wrap their head around what you guys are talking about, but I love your show.
Indeed, sir. Glad you're out there enjoying it. And big thanks to KMED for putting us on there. And talk to Bill Meyer when you get a chance, the program director. Tell him thank you.
I give him a little guff every now and again. But listen, three things, if I may. I'll make it quick. The lemonade stand, the city called and apologized to the parents and the girl.
That's really unusual.
They did that. And there was also a man in Bend, Oregon, whose son had a lemonade stand. A guy came out and he says, no. Give him a ticket. We're going to take it to a court, trial by jury.
Oh, good. Well, I hope they do that. Yeah, that'd be great.
Sometimes they won't even give you a trial by jury. You think you watch so much TV, you imagine that you can get a trial by jury, but you know, a lot of times you'll just be sitting in front of a judge. It'll be a
Bend is kind of on a high end in many cases, and I think this is one of those situations where the guy said, "No way, brother, I'm taking you to court." Third thing, I don't say when it comes to garage sales and things of that nature, permitting, I think what people don't know is they don't know how to play. And let me preface that by saying, I was born in 1952. My mom went into labor playing Monopoly. I was born over a Monopoly board, literally. So if you want to game somebody, don't try and game me. What I'm saying is I had a garage sale, but I said garage for sale by owner. I had to move my things out of the garage that they could see the exact dimensions
of
the garage.
So you have permits there in Medford for garage sales?
Yeah.
Despicable. Thanks for the call tonight.
That's
appreciate
good trip, though.
I appreciate hearing from you. Thank you, Gordon. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Yeah, it's true. The longer you listen to the ideas of freedom, the more they're going to sink in, and the more undeniable they will become. They are based in logic and morality. More coming up, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
Do you have a product or service that you can sell to a national audience? Free Talk Live is a nationally syndicated talk show on more than 80 talk radio stations from Alaska to Florida. We've been named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 list. That's the 100 most important radio talk shows in the nation twice. And the number one political podcast on podcastawards.com 4 out of the last 5 years. You can have access to our 80-plus stations and our large and loyal podcast audience for as little as $500 a month. Contact me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Live Saturday edition of the show, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board with the show, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So head on over to amp.freetalklife.com, and you will get access to perks like the amp-only forum, the chat room doesn't really exist anymore. There's the main chat room, but everybody can go in there. So the amp-only forum is what you get, plus the amp-only podcast, which is minus our normal recorded podcast commercials, and more. Go get all the details at amp.freetalklife.com and get signed up.
From coast to coast, the increasingly militarized American police state has grown out of control. Peace officers have become law enforcement officers, and it seems like it's very difficult to hold anyone accountable for this. The answer? Film the cops and put it on YouTube. A critical mass of police brutality videos is being assembled online, and a change is going to come. Check out freedomcam.net. They offer discreet video cameras to help you avoid confiscation while you video. It's freedomcam.net, and they're having a summer sale on spy video cams. Check them out, freedomcam.net.
All right, 800-259-9231. As we continue taking your phone calls about whatever you want, let's go to Ryan in Miami. Ryan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, I'm a potential victim of this, the whole, you know, entrepreneur thing. But I was curious as to what happens if everyone was capitalist? Wouldn't it restore its initial state?
What happens if everyone was capitalist? Would it restore its initial state? What are you referring to?
The initial state is basically tyranny and people trying to dominate entrepreneurs and rising businesses. But isn't that what a long-term developed capitalist country would happen? Because you'd have a growing business over here, and that would eventually come so large because there's going to be some guy who's been doing really well, and he's going to do everything in his effort to maintain his business and keep making profits.
Well, I think that the confusion arises with the term capitalism, first off. We don't generally use that term. What we will talk about is the free market. But, we can use the term capitalist if you'd like. I think it confuses people. So I'm going to use the term free market. I believe in a free market that businesses actually would remain smaller, and I believe that most businesses get larger because of their adeptness at using the government in order to stifle competition. And that is how businesses get so large, that where Walmart rivals the gross national product of many nations around the world.
So you're saying the quality of the product or how efficient it is has nothing to do with it, with the growth?
I mean, the quality of the product and how efficient a business is exactly what makes them grow. However, how is a business person – let's imagine a world of a free market. How is a business person going to get so powerful that he is in some way going to stifle you?
Lower his prices.
Okay, so he would provide the marketplace with lower prices, and that is bad. Why?
That would kill those in the competition.
Why couldn't you compete by offering better service? Like, let me give you an example. Walmart, for instance, since that's the example of Mark brought up. I went once to purchase a bicycle, and I made the mistake of going to Walmart because I figured I'd get a good deal. Indeed, I got a cheap bike, and I found out it wasn't put together correctly, and I took it back, and I got another one of the same model that also wasn't put together correctly. So I took it back, and I went and I spent three times as much at the local bike shop, and I got a bike that was put together correctly, and the guy that sold it to me is a nice old guy, and he knows what he's doing, and I took it back for a tune-up a couple years later, and I got better service from that local shop, and I got a better product overall as well. So the idea that just because a business is big enough to purchase things on a mass scale and get a big bulk buy discount is in some way going to guarantee them business is not true, because there are other
factors. It's going to guarantee them some business, but there's lots of things in the marketplace that people want.
There are other factors involved.
But there's nothing inherently negative about being a large business. He could install those old men, or Walmart could install all those old men in one of their stores.
Theoretically, they could, but this guy owns his own bike
shop.
Yeah,
but one of the ways that they keep the old man is skilled, and Walmart doesn't pay enough to get skilled labor. So the way that
they
have
prices low.
Low prices is by taking unskilled labor and putting them behind a cash register.
Yeah, I remember.
You don't get customer service at Walmart. You don't say, "Excuse me, I'm looking at the bread here, and which one of these contains high fructose corn syrup? Which one doesn't?" I don't know, lady. I got to stack boxes.
Right. I know what it's like, man. I worked for Kmart for a few years.
Try buying a vacuum cleaner and asking questions about the different vacuum cleaners. All they can do is read what's on the label.
I worked the electronics department, and I knew things about electronics, but they had me take care of the vacuum aisle, and I didn't know word number one about vacuums. So I'd do my darndest to try to figure out things with the customers.
If you go to your local Miele or Electrolux dealer, you'll find a guy there that his only job is to work on vacuum cleaners, and he knows them inside and out, which models are the best ones, which ones aren't. You'll buy a vacuum that is far superior to the others. You'll pay for it, but you'll get a far superior vacuum.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I agree with you, Mark, that the businesses that everybody loves to hate so much have in many ways used the power of the state to affect their competition. Take land under eminent domain and use that to build their business, or to somehow get in bed with the government regulators to where they can regulate out their competition. And so in the absence of the government regulations, we would have a true open marketplace. And then small businesses and entrepreneurs would have the best chance at success, because they would no longer be hampered by arbitrary government rules that are created by the government people in partnership with their friends and corporations.
Right. The idea that you're ever going to separate power from money is ludicrous. The only thing you can do is eliminate the power. You cannot take the power and put it in the hands of the people who don't have money. It just doesn't happen. It's a big lie.
Let's continue with your calls. Ladies come first. Sonia in Tampa. You're on Free Talk Live listening to WFLA.
Good evening, gentlemen. What
is
a
it?
Wonderful show. And
thank
I'm
you.
So
is it
thankful
Sonia?
For you all.
No problem.
Just to touch on what you were just saying, it's in the state of Florida. I have no clue how it came about that people do not have a choice of who they can go to for their electrical services. It's just one company that we have, and people feel trapped. They feel that they have a dispute, that there's nobody there to listen, they have to pay the bill regardless. There's nobody there to stand up. And the quiet kept secret that people don't know is about the Public Service Utilities Commission, which really is, I found, in bed with all of the various phone companies, the electrical company here in the state of Florida, where I found they get a percentage kickback of their gross. So when you have a dispute and you go to these people and you're asking them to arbitrate and to mediate or make a decision and settle a dispute that you're having with a company, you figure that they're going to make the best decision based on the facts, not with any type of underlying things that are going back that you don't know about.
But all they do is they pretend like they give a damn. You get to fill out their paperwork, and then they reject it down the line.
Right. The government sets up a monopoly, and, of course, you're going to get the worst customer service in the world from a monopoly. And then they put this regulation agency over the monopoly to make sure that you get better customer service. Then they staff the regulation agency with former monopoly employees, and then they tell you, don't worry, everything's taken care of. They could take care of this by getting their nose out of the business and then
letting
some other company open up. And then if you had some dispute with with FPL or TECO up there? TECO, then you could switch to FPL, or you could, you know, whatever. You could just switch.
Or you could have the idea, and I'm glad you brought this up. Is it Sonia or Sonia?
Sonia,
I'm glad you brought this up because it's a great example of protectionism. It's an extreme example because, like you're saying, they only allow one player in that marketplace, and that results in crappy service and a crappy product, and it's just awful. And so
what I did, I wanted to point out, I took a stand against our electrical company, and I decided I was not going to pay the bill. I went and got a generator. Well, my neighbors decided, and I stuck. They started sending people to the electric company. It was like, how could she have the power? How is she still there? They sent investigators. I did not have the power on. I had a generator. And then they sent the code enforcement out. Well, what happens in the state of Florida? You're allowed to have hurricanes, so you get to have a generator when that comes. So there was no code to prevent me from having the generator.
How much did it
and
cost?
I put it in the media, and I ended up winning. To the paper, and everybody hated Acorn, but they were one of the entities that helped me fight them, and I ended up winning. I paid a lot more, but I had a point to make.
Sure.
And people don't know about standing up for their rights, and I love your show.
Awesome. I thank you for the story tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
She's just a brave woman.
Brainstorm for just a moment.
She had enough.
Yeah.
On
what the power system could look like if we weren't stuck with these monopoly providers. You could have all kinds of innovation. You could have a neighborhood nuclear plant that was still really tiny and fed the entire neighborhood, and if some line went down halfway across town, you'd be fine. You could have all kinds of things that competition would bring about, but right now we're stuck literally in the 1970s as far as the power grid is concerned. It's crazy. Hour 3 is coming up. You take control at 800-259-9231. Bring up anything. It's Saturday night on Free Talk Live.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumethin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumethinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumethinPlus.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.